Socrates may have lived in the 4th century BC, but his insights are desperately needed in our time of strident, clashing dogmatisms in which everybody feels entitled to express an opinion, no matter how ill-founded. For Socrates, philosophy was not about abstruse theories, but about learning how to be good. He invented dialectic, a rigorous dialogue designed to expose false beliefs and to elicit truth. Unlike Plato and Aristotle, he didn't live in an ivory tower, but was willing to talk to anybody, slaves and soldiers, as well as academics or politicians, about the nature of justice, courage, friendship, or piety. They usually thought that they knew what they were talking about, but by the end of the conversation, Socrates had laid bare the flaws and inconsistencies that lay at the heart of every one of their firmly held opinions. Socrates' aim was not to come up with clever solutions, but to make his dialogue partners admit that there were no easy answers. Those who did not do this could only live superficially and expediently. The unexamined life, Socrates insisted, is not worth living. Reading Plato's account of Socrates' conversations, we become aware of a constant striving for knowledge without fanaticism or dogmatic certitude. But society doesn't always relish such honesty. In 399, the Athenian democracy put Socrates to death for subverting the young. He died without anger and was able to meet death with the quiet, receptive peace that had characterized his constant search for truth.